time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're, you hear me?
Yep.
And we're here at the Fort Fieldhouse. Junior varsity matchup between the St. Henry Redskins and the Fort Recovery Indians. And Chase, you got the starting lines for the Redskins?
Yep. Number 20, Cora Stammen. Number 31, Carly Deitch. Number, you got six starters, Reese.
20's not a starter. That's just a, number.
Okay. 15, Lauren Frank. 21, Elena Ehlers. 32, Alyssa Busher. And number 40, Anna Steinbrenner.
And for the Indians, number 4, Brenna Homan. Number 13, Macy Day. Number 14, Ali Vaughn. Number 30, Hope Wendell. And number 31, Elena Evers. Should be an interesting one tonight, Chase, especially for the varsity. They got, this is probably one of the better games out in the MAC, I heard.
St. Henry, it's always an exciting matchup.
Yep.
Fort Recovery's JV coming off a tough loss to St. Mary's. Lost by 1 point.
About the end. Just,
yeah. And we'll see how they bounce back.
Yep.
Try to get a nice win here at home.
Yep, so we're going to take one quick timeout right before the start. We'll be back right after this.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Junior varsity matchup between the St. Henry Redskins and the Lady Indians. So we're about to just start. Remember, this is only a two-quarter game tonight. I have no clue why, but we're off. So
tip goes to St. Henry. Number 21, Ehlers, has it on top. Throws it over to the wing. 31. Deitch, she puts up a three. No good. And that's tipped out of bounds. It'll be Indians ball.
Ali Vaughn will trigger in for the Indians. Give in to Brenna Homan. Brenna will bring it forward. Lady Indians will drive, kick off her leg, and will go out of bounds to go back to the Redskins. Turnover Indians, so hopefully they don't get out to that flat start they had last night.
She had to get that one out of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inbounds to Ehlers. Middle of the court, Frank has it, dribbling the right side of the ball. She'll kick it out of bounds and turn it back over to the Indians.
Struggling then.
Yeah, a little keep ball handling. A little struggle at the start here, but.
And Ali Vaughn gets in. Do we already have a sub?
Did we?
Elena Evers now on the bench in Fort Campson.
Fort Campson, yeah.
So, Fort Campson checked in. Vaughn gives out the Homan. Homan with a drive mill, pull up and get fouled. So she'll go line shoot two.
Better it's drive good, there by Homan.
Yeah, good strong move, yep. Yeah. Coach Vaughn looks like he has still all of his hair in his head after that last night. Brennan, we'll go to line shoot two. First one up. Too strong off the back. No good. And I thought they were subs right then, but they're girls going up to the line. Second one up and strong again. So missed it. Rebounded Ali Vaughn. Ali will go up strong. There you go. Up and good. So Ali Vaughn with the easy 2-point basket off the offensive board. It needs her staying in that pressure.
St. Henry Redskins break the press. 32 Busher dribbles middle of court. Gets fouled. No call. Rebound and fought for. Come up with Ehlers over to Frank. Back to the top. Still still learning these names, man. Busher. Busher has it on top. Guarded by Allie Vaughn. Gives it over to Deitch. She throws it over to Frank. Tries to throw it inside. Stolen by Macy Day.
Macy will bring up strong. This year, the page four campaign will pull by 18-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn again. Allie gets out the day. Over to Holman. Top the gate, Holman will get a screen by Fort Camp and go all the way around. Left side, give it back at the top to Allie Vaughn. Finds Paige on cut, loses it, gets it back. Back to Allie Vaughn, thought about a three. Gives it to Day. Day will drive right, throw it up a layup. No good, rebound by Day. And she'll fight for it, and it'll be a jump ball. And we'll go stay with the Indians. So, she just got to make that one. That's wide open layup there. Holman one bound it for the Indians. Holman finds. And it looks like we get a foul call on number Steinbrenner. So Holman will inbound it again.
There's not even number 30 on the. Said number 30.
I don't know. Holman gets in today. They put on 40.
Oh, 40.
I guess, I don't know. Wrong number. They had 30.
Yeah, wrong number of fingers.
Holman over to Fort Camp, over to left side Day. To the left corner, Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it back up top, get up to Brenna, Holman. Brenna will then drive right and go all the way to the hoop. Up, no good. A rebound by the Redskins.
Steinbrenner gets a rebound, throws it over to Deitch. She'll take it up. That's not Deitch. That's Ehlers. Ehlers goes to the top, throws it over to Deitch. Tries to enter it inside to Steinbrenner, but right to Paige Forkamp.
Forkamp goes over to Vaughn. Vaughn will bring up strong for the Indians. Get stopped at the line, free throw line. Gives it over to Day. Day will then drive. Dish out to Forkamp. Forkamp fires up a three. No good. Rebounded by Paige Forkamp. Gives it over to Brenna Holman. Pulls up about 10 feet off the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound by Forkamp. So Indians doing a good job going for the boards. Day gives over to Vaughn for a long two up. No good. Rebound by the Skins. They're bringing it.
This is 32. Busher. She'll bring it up and slow down after she. Oh, we got a jump ball.
And it will stay with the Redskins.
Good aggressive D by Allie Vaughn.
So, well, actually, how long is it? Let's see. Hold on.
It's 30.
30. Yeah. So we're just going to stay here. Broadcast coming up on FR Radio. Boys at St. Henry. Varsity is WPGW, and me and hopefully Chase doing the JV game. You going to be there tomorrow?
Boys?
Yeah.
Yep, should be.
Yep. Then Saturday, noon, girls will host Van Wert, and then the varsity. Girls will host. Varsity's on WPGW, and at 6 p.m., boys will host Lincoln View. Athletic Hall of Fame induction for Christy Rosnier Diller and Greg Collig between the games. Varsity's on FR broadcast, so. Chase can be there if I want to go.
Absolutely.
Can't miss that. Greg Collig. I didn't get to see him play, but I bet Chase did. So no, he was, I bet.
Legend. Ehlers dribbles, tipped away by Brenna Holman. It'll stay with the Redskins.
They were talking about that on the talk show last night. He was something different.
Yeah. Deitch has it for the Skins. Over to Ehlers, back to Deitch at the top, throws it inside, tipped away again. Allie Vaughn comes up with it.
Allie will get man and will be fouled, so that'd be a foul number 32.
Busher.
Busher.
So. Struggling with these names so far.
So Fort Camp went bound it for the Indians, gives it in Allie Vaughn. 3:39 left. 2-0 Indians, so this is only a two-quarter, one-half if you go that way. We're only playing one, so should be a quick one here. Gets in Allie Vaughn, back out to Brenna Holman. Brenna will dish her cross court to Paige Forkamp. Troy Holman just checked in. Brenna Holman at top, finds a backdoor cut to Forkamp, and that's a good-looking play right there for Coach Vaughn, the manager.
And so. Indians continue to get good looks, and finally one falls. Deitch has it on the left side of the court. She's pushing it up. She'll pick up a dribble in the left corner over to Busher. Over to 32. Wrong name. Busher has it top of the key over to Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner looks in, nothing there. Over to Deitch. tipped away by Fort Camp, still on the ground. And we're going to have a jump ball.
It's going to go to the Indians, so.
Jump ball, to the Indians.
Girls doing well getting on the floor.
Yeah.
Going for the jump balls.
Playing good defense.
Yep.
Out fouling. And
so
they're off to a 4-0 lead.
Yep. Renahome will inbound it for the Indians, getting into Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring across half court. Allie will then drive middle, stop at the free throw line, give it up Fort Camp on the right side. Fort Camp will drive baseline, pull about 5-footer, no good, rebounded by the Redskins.
Number 15, Frank, hands it off to Busher. She'll take it up herself. Top of the key, hands off, throws it to the corner to Frank, over to Busher, back over to Deitch. At the top, she'll drive in, and we'll have a foul on Elena Evers.
Yeah, keep moving your feet.
Yep, got to move your feet. Got it for a reach, and it'll stay Redskins ball. They'll have it under the bucket. Frank inbounds to Ehlers. Ehlers is in the corner.
Ooh.
Throws it in to Busher. Off her foot back to Frank, back to Busher. Now Ehlers has it on the right wing. She skips it over to Frank. Frank drives in the middle and loses it again. Allie Vaughn gets the ball.
Allie Branch. Quick four of the Indians pull up off. Nope. She gives it off to Evers. Over to the top to Day. Back to Vaughn. Vaughn's at the top of the key. 1:43 left here in the first quarter. Vaughn playing two quarters. Allie Vaughn will get it over to Elena Evers for an easy two-point basket. It's a good find by Allie Vaughn to find Evers.
Frank takes it up the floor and she get a double dribble called on her. So they'll turn it over to the Indians again.
So looks like St. Henry is going to take a timeout. We're going to take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're... Can you hear me?
Barely. No.
There we go. We're back here at Fort Sutfield House Girls Junior Varsity Competition between the Redskins and Lady Indians. Following this will be the varsity game. That should be an interesting one for the Indians. For sure, got to get that win. So, 6-0 score here. Indians inbounding, Indians on top, so like to keep it that way. Home at the top of the key, would drive, throw up a shot, no good, rebound by the Skins.
Deitch has it on the left side of the court. She'll skip it across to Busher, and we have a foul on the floor.
I think it's going to be on.
Fouls on Brenna Home, and they called it on. St. Henry will have it under their own basket. Busher will inbound for the Redskins. She looks around, inbounds to Ehlers. Ehlers throws it back into Busher, and she'll put up a shot and gets blocked.
So Vaughn will come up with it. Vaughn will bring it up across half court. Vaughn will then drive hard, dish off to Evers, and apparently will be fouled, but I didn't see anything, so.
No, and she was about to make him basket, so it probably hurt us.
Holman will inbound it under her own basket. Holman gets it into Evers. Evers to the top, Vaughn. Vaughn back to left corner, Holman. Back to the top, Vaughn to the right side, Fort Camp. Fort Camp has their own, dribbles their own, gives it a day. Day will bring it back to the top, give it over to home into Evers. Evers will do a, and will be fouled by number 40.
Pretty quick on the whistle today. Calling a lot of fouls.
Yeah. And this is only a two-quarter game, so I mean, we don't have to call everything in. So, I don't know. So, we're
wide open on out of bounds play. They lost track of Allie Vaughn. She puts it up. 8-0 lead. Seifring has it, throws it into Steinbrenner in the middle of the court, over to Buescher. She has it on the right wing. Passes over to Deitch on the top. Chooses not to take the ball screen, throws it over to Ehlers, back to Deitch inside. Knocked away again. They're really trying to get the ball inside, but yeah, it's been knocked away every single time.
So Day gives up to Ali Vaughn.
10 seconds.
Yep. Vaughn will hand off to Holman. Holman will dish it off to 14. Ali's back to Vaughn.
Driving great here.
Yep. There's Scholes about 15-footer off. No good. Rebound by Evers. And up and no good. So that will end our quarter here. 8-0 our score. And we'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we are back here, Fort Sackfield House. Broadcast coming up on Fort Cover Radio. Friday, the boys at St. Henry. Varsity's WPGW and the JV will be broadcast by me and Chase Brims. Saturday, noon, the girls will host Van Wert. Varsity's on WPGW and whoever decides to do the game with me in the noon. And 6 p.m., the boys will host Lincoln View for the Athletic Hall of Fame. And Fort Recovery Radio will have the varsity game and JV here on and the Hall of Fame induction. So
Ehlers ends up shooting a shot from 15 feet on the left baseline and puts it home for their first 2 points of the game.
So Holman brings it up. Holman will hand it off. Let me hand it off to Wendell. Hand off to Day. Throws up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Fort Camp. Fort Camp will be fouled. Wow. They are quick.
Jeez and Pete.
So home went down it for the Indians. And Coach Vaughn will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here. Fort Sackfield House, JV girls competition between the Indians and the Redskins. 8-2 or score, 2nd a.m. final quarter, 6:22 left. So Holman will inbound it. We'll get it into Fort Camp. Fort Camp back to Holman, loses it, gives it to Day. Day back to Fort Camp, or Holman. Day with him drive. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell then will drive, dish it up, and dishes over to actually Lana Evers for an easy 2-1 basket, so it makes it score 10-2. Redskins bringing it up.
There's not a, oh, there is a 20. That was from the varsity roster. Stomping for St. Henry. We'll get fouled, and St. Henry will have another bucket. Looks like Seifring will take it out of bounds. She gives it to Jansen. Jansen throws it over to Ehlers. She'll try drive baseline. Nothing there. Back it out to Seifring. She looks for a shot. Nothing there. Passes it to the corner. Ehlers back. Back to Frank. Back to Stammen, and she'll drive down the middle and put it up and good.
Holman bringing up for the Indians. 10-4 our score. Holman will hand it off to Day. Day will go mail, hand off to Fort Camp. Fort Camp will find Holman back door. Good play again. Ooh. Redskins can't figure out how to guard that. Yeah. I just not seeing it. One of the
Holman's
two.
Back door cuts are there.
Yep. So Holman will go line shoot two. First one, up, and no good. Keeps the score here, 10-4. And Coach Vaughn does not have a sub. Or is she at the bench, or is she checking in? One or two.
Nope,
he does not have a sub.
Stallman dribbles down the left side of the floor for St. Henry, guarded by Forkamp. She crosses over the middle. Over to Jansen. She puts up a shot from 10 feet and good. So
Holman made that second free throw on the last possession. Holman will bring it up. We'll hand it off to Wendell. Wendell will then hand it off to Day. Day will then drive, dish out to Holman. Holman then drive middle, dish out to Fort Camp on the right side. Fort Camp will drive baseline, bring it back out to Wendell. Wendell then drive middle, dish out to Day. Long two. Up, no good. Rebounded by, and should be over and back. Yeah, that's the right call.
Yeah, I think it is too.
It's the right call. It bounced off Day's leg.
Yeah.
So it'll be Redskins ball. Redskins getting inside, up and no good. Rebounded by Wendell. Jace Burns is taking a little snooze over here. Oh, my Lord. Coach Vaughn decides to take a timeout. And well, I guess we'll take one right with him. So I'll be back right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. JV girls competition between the Indians and the Redskins. And first game coming up right after this. Our score here, 11-6. 4:24 left in the second and final quarter. We're only playing two quarters for some reason tonight. Not a clue what reason.
Is the varsity simulcast?
Supposed to be, but Rob Weaver is not in the building yet, so.
He better get tracking.
He's got about 20 minutes. 20, 25. He probably has a half hour. But he better start trucking. So, Wendell will dish in to Holman. Holman will hand off to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will then hand off to Macy Day. Day will travel.
Yep.
And we'll go back to the Redskins.
Ayler's windbound for St. Henry. She triggers it in to Frank. Finds Tom in the middle floor. She'll go all the way up. Miss the layup. Rebound for Camp.
For Camp will then give it up to Holman. Holman will bring it up for the Indians. Holman will dish off the window. Window back to Fort Camp. Fort Camp up for a 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Fort Camp. And
ooh. Foul.
Call that weak one down here, but then you don't call one that she has got murdered.
Oh, boy.
So they eventually call foul. Number 23, Chase, 23. Seifert.
Jansen. 23 is Jansen. What'd they say? Who'd they say it was?
I can't remember. I said it. Seifert.
That's number 10.
Oh, that's what.
Rebounded. Off the missed free throw. Put off. over to Stammen. She drills down the left side of the court, enters it in to, tries to enter it in to Steinbrenner, but Indians take it away again.
Fort Campbell will have trouble with it. Give that to Holman. Holman's got to go. 10 seconds. Nope. Don't call it. Holman loses it. Gets it back. Gives it to Dale in the left corner. Dale will bring all the way back top, up top. Gets screened by Hope Wendell. Go all the way around.
Got to make missed. That.
Yep. She's got to. And up to the second lane and no good. So rebounded Skins. Skins will bring up.
Stammen has it for St. Henry. Wraps around. Enters it in to Steinbrenner. She'll put up a right hook. Deflected, no good. Indians come away with it again.
Holman will bring it up. Chases. Trying to get Grant Knapp. He's an engine while he rocks across. Gets over the left side of Holman. Holman then drive mill and dish it off to Wendell. Wendell then try to find Fort Camp on cut. Not there. So she gives it back up to Holman. Over to Day. Day will pull about 18-footer up and good. So that makes the score 13-6.
2.5 minutes to go in the ball game.
Yep.
Stammen over to Frank. Back to Stammen at the top of the key. Back to Frank on the left wing. Back over to Ehlers at the top. She looks in, gets a ball screen, uses it, dribbles right, pitches it off to Frank. She'll put up a three off the backboard. No good. Oh, Forkin gets a rebound about swaying some elbows. You see that? Oh, man.
Holman will bring it up, get it out to Forkin. Over to Day on the right side. Back to Forkin. Over to Wendell. One-on-one drive middle, go all the way to left side, baseline, and
throws it away over. Right to Stammen. She'll have it dribbling all the way down the court, puts it up and misses another layup. Rebounded by Brenna Holman, but Stammen just takes it right away from her and puts it up and good. That makes her score 13-8. But we got 30, full timeout.
Also.
Full timeout for Jeffrey Vaughn, and we'll take one with him.
Wayne Street Market. Start junior year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
What'd you say? Oh, jeez, don't even start.
Back at the Fort Side Field House. 13-8 your score, minute 43 left.
Get it in, yep.
Oh, my, almost a 5-second call, but we got a timeout again by Jeff Vaughn.
See what he does,
30-second timeout.
So we'll stay on.
Yep, we'll stay here.
Yep.
The Fridays?
Yeah, Friday, the boys will be at St. Henry. Varsity will be at WPGW, and the JV will be broadcast by me and Chase Bruce. Saturday, noon, girls will host Van Wert. Varsity is on WPGW, and the JV will be broadcasted here on FR Radio. And last but not least, 6 p.m., the boys will host Lincoln View. That's the Athletic Hall of Fame induction. So, people getting inducted, Christy Rosnier Diller.
Reisner.
You know, why did I say that? And Greg Collig. So,
Case, your dad was not too happy about it. I talked to him about the good old Marvin Lewis signing. He was,
oh, geez.
Wow, football pass by Hope Wendell.
And we'll be kicked.
That was
to be a kick, it has to be on purpose.
That was an incredible pass.
Coach Vaughn's about to lose it.
Yeah, Indians were up 5, and they had a full court press by St. Henry, and they went deep.
Holman gets in the Day. 13-8 score, 137 left. And we are.
Come on, Reese.
Fort Camp on top. was looking to see if Neil seen my text, but
wow.
That's a swap block right there, Chase. If you...
Hmm?
That was a swat. She got all ball there.
Mm-hmm.
Think? I think. So, home will go to the line, shoot two. First one up. And good. So that makes the score 14-8. 1:25 left here in the second and final quarter. Home will get our second. Isaac flies it, fires her up there, and not good. Rebounded by, and it will stay with the Indians. Mm-hmm. Evers deflected it back into play.
I'm saying Evers is on the line there.
Yeah, but
right, good effort, and she saved it, and it'll be Indians ball. Probably seal the game with that play.
Yep. Holman gets it into Evers.
Knock on wood.
Yep, always. So. Day has it, gives up the top of the key, Holman over the right side, one. Winnell gets it back to...
You all right?
What?
You want me to take over?
Fort Camp.
E.
Fort Camp has the top of the key, gives it back over to Macy Day. Macy loses it, gets it back.
No, why is Henry isn't fouling? They're down six in a minute. I think they might think it'd be it's a four-quarter game. I don't know. And you're still dribbling it.
Yep, we're just wasting time.
Oh, shot gets blocked. Brenna Holman puts up a shot, gets blocked. Rebounded, still fought for.
Fort Camp gets it back. I don't know what Holman was doing there, but Fort Camp gives it back to Day. Day will then dribble around up top key.
I don't think they know this is the game.
This guy's not even yelling foul or anything.
I know.
So Wendell.
Oh.
Elbow. Wendell takes it all the way in. I think there's a foul on the floor.
Yep.
But should be 1-1. Double bonus, two shots.
So.
Fouls on Steinbrenner.
Wendell will go to the line, shoot two.
18 seconds left in the game. Or the half, whatever way you want to look at it.
I'd say this game. Wendell throws up a first. No good. So, Wendell will
Indians up six. Wendell about to shoot her second. She puts it up. And good. Makes her score 15-8. Sandra has the ball with 15 seconds. Stammen rushes up the court. Kicks out to Jansen, over to Frank, back to Stammen at the top of the key. She drives left, loses it. Elaine Evers comes up with it.
That's just
5 seconds. Yes,
you don't
sir.
Have to cross half court.
Nope. That'll
That's
do
what
it.
Like. So this one's in the books. Two-quarter game. Indians come out with a 15-8 win.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.